Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I'm your host, DeAndre Evans. And if this is your first time here, I want to say welcome. Thank you for hitting that play button. And you found yourself on one of the best podcasts possible in the entire world. But look, we talk about everything: money, wealth, health, trials, tribulations, growth, mindset, you name it, we got it. This is the platform. We're all about leveling up and doing it collectively. But today is a cool day because, you know, it's Thursday, right? And we all know the weekend's coming. This is like the pre-weekend day. So before y'all get ready to turn up, I feel like this episode, you know, it's needed, right? I feel like it's needed because it's so much going on, 2023. You got AI, you got people, you know, making music videos with Drake and like Tyga voices and Chris Brown and Lil Baby and Young Thug. It's all kind of craziness going on. But with that being said, though, you know, it's just a lot of opportunity out here. You know, it's so much opportunity out here. And I just want to make sure that you're going for it, man. I just want to make sure that we all understand what's possible, what you can have in this life. If you put your mind to it, whatever you want, you can have. Whatever you want, you can have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to believe that. But this is a cool episode because this is like a throwback. And this is one from about 3 years ago, actually. And it popped up in my library. And I figured we should actually touch back on this because, number one, I talk about, you know, the importance of going after what you want, how to seize an opportunity, how to, you know, get everything out of it, how to be a value, how to build relationships. But not only that, I actually talk about, you know, my own personal life during that point. Like, I was in debt, you know, in business, and what I was going through and how I was trying to maneuver and you know, how I planned on getting out of it. And, you know, 3 years later, here we are. Your boy made it. I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going strong. Things look great. As you will learn in this throwback episode, I said a couple things that, you know, I always played a long game, you know, long-term thinking, never short-term. And I'm proud to say that, you know, looking back and playing the episode over, listening to it again, I can laugh and sit back and be like, yeah, I did that shit. But I hope you all, you know, enjoy this episode as much as I enjoy creating it. Again, if this is your first time, definitely go ahead and hit the subscribe button and, you know, leave a 5-star rating and review. Let me know what you thought. You can find me on Instagram at DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre_EVANS. Let me know what you thought about the show, but let's just hop into it because I feel like I've been talking a little bit long enough. So let's get it.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
And I feel like this is a conversation that a lot of us tend to pass up very often, right? A lot of us see opportunity out there, but we don't take advantage of it, you know. And I feel like so many people pass over on opportunity so often that they miss out on a blessing because it doesn't look like how they imagined it, you know. And that's what I want to talk about, just the importance of not missing an opportunity that was meant for you all because it didn't look like the right opportunity for you. Like, a lot of people tend to miss it because it's not gift wrapped perfectly. You know, it's not as shiny as what they hope for. And they keep thinking that an opportunity is too small. They look at the opportunity like, ah, that's not necessarily it. Right. That's not it. That's not for me. That's not that. That shouldn't be this. It shouldn't look like this. I have the vision in my mind. It should look like this. But in reality, it's the gateway to something big. A lot of the opportunities that come out are usually small. Not a lot of opportunities are big initially. Just think about it. A lot of things that come into your life is not always grand and luxe. Sometimes it's small and delicate. And sometimes you have to put forth energy in order to grow it, whether it's a brand, whether it's a business, you know, whether it's a relationship. So what I want people to understand is that, you know, I'm gonna just be real with y'all from the jump throughout this whole entire episode. Y'all getting a lot of transparency from me. This is something that I feel comfortable with doing, and I'm happy to do it. And for me, you know, sometimes an opportunity presents itself and you may have to do the work for free just so you can build, right? You may have to bring value first by doing something free just to get your foot in the door to help build momentum so you can get to the next level. And listen, like, it's not as scary as people make it out to be. You know, it's nothing wrong with taking action first towards something you want versus waiting for that so-called perfect moment, right? And I'm sure you heard it, whether it's your friend, your best friend, family member, a stranger, coworker, somebody on TV, somebody on Instagram, you know, everyone's saying it. But people are quick to say, yo, as soon as my kids graduate from school, I'll start traveling. As soon as I get out of debt, I'll start my business. As soon as I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's quick to, you know, put a halt on someone's vision and their purpose all because of what they think will be the perfect moment to start. Like, they keep putting off waiting for the perfect moment, but the perfect moment only happens when you take action. You start making moves towards those ideas and those thoughts. That's when things begin to unravel. You can't keep thinking people are just going to hit you up just because you're you and just give you a handout. You know, it doesn't really work like that. And so many of y'all are willing to go against your own values and principles just to make a quick buck. Like, it's 2020. Opportunity is out here. It's everywhere. You just have to be willing to take a chance. And I mean, a lot of y'all take a chance, and let's be real, a lot of y'all take a chance when y'all on the road driving and y'all texting. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing about 40, maybe 70. Some of y'all speed demons. I ain't gonna say the real speed limit, but you know, y'all be texting your girl like, pulling up in 10 minutes. What you wearing? You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me if I'm wrong. A lot of y'all take a chance with y'all lives driving before y'all take a chance on investing in yourself. You know, you willing to risk it all for a text, but when people say invest, you asking like 100 questions. You like, who, where, when, what, why? Why should I do that? Who doing that, right? But if you get a text from your girl while you driving and she hits you with that emoji with the tongue out, oh, you responding in seconds. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to do better, y'all. We can't be out here losing. That's like a losing mentality. You willing to risk it for the wrong reasons. It's not the right reason. And we got to take control of every opportunity that comes our way. And if it's not, we have to go after it. And I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, be on some real shit. And I'm going to always keep it 100 with y'all. Like, right now, I'm in debt building my brand, right? I've lost a lot of money building my brand. And I'm not talking hundreds. I'm talking like thousands and thousands of dollars, right? And I'm telling y'all this because we family, and I'm not the type to fake it and make it seem like everything is always grand and luxe and everything is rolling perfectly, right? This is business. This is what an entrepreneur looks like and what it's like to be an entrepreneur. But I want you to understand that I'm not ashamed of saying it, and I'm not looking for a charity case. I'm telling y'all this because I want y'all to understand that we all go through something in our lives, and we cannot continue to let circumstances define us and who we are and what we're capable of and hold us back from taking an opportunity. Because, you know, when adversity hits, that really displays a person's true character. You know, though I'm in the process of building my brand, I'm blessed because, look, God is still waking me up. He's still telling me to go after it. You know what I'm saying? He's telling me that I still have a chance to make a difference. And to be honest, I'm grateful for it because everything that happened in my life, I'm blessed. I can't complain. Personally, from where I started from where I am now, I came a long way and I'm still able to go further because, like, my debt is not a bad debt. It's an investment that I'm waiting to see the return on, if that makes sense. And for me, I'm happy. Like to me, money is temporary. It comes and goes. You know, I'm not worried about money, to be real. You know, I stopped worrying about money a long time ago. And this may sound crazy, but I honestly put myself in debt. Like, I never really had any true debt, like, ever. But the problem was, for me, I wasn't where I wanted to be. And though I wasn't in debt, you know, I was working a job and I was just going through the motion, but I wasn't really happy, you know? And that's not to say going into debt was going to make me happier, but it's just that I'm able to operate now on my own time to create something from scratch for myself and for my family. So yes, I'm willing to go into debt and create something that has the potential to change my family's legacy. And for the most part about it is I'm actually doing it, which is crazy. You know, slowly but surely, I can see the impact I'm having on those I know, those I'm coming in contact with, because I'm willing to take a chance and take a risk and bet on myself. You know, the thought of it doesn't really faze me because I know the ROI would be 10 times what I owe. You know, the sacrifice would be worth it, creating an opportunity for my loved ones. Again, friends, family, associates will all be worth it. Taking a risk is worth it. And though I'm in emotion, my brain is growing, my network is growing, my resources is growing, Like, to some of you, that may seem scary and uncomfortable, and it may seem like it's impossible to overcome, but let me tell you, to be real, that's the game. That's just the cost of entry to play at the all-star level. I'm talking about balling from rookie to Hall of Fame, right? I'm not worried about this page or this chapter in my life because the story isn't over. You know, God wouldn't put me here in this position if he knew I wouldn't be able to overcome it. And I mean, to be honest with you, how many successful people do you know that just went through life with a breeze? You know what I'm saying? Like, no problems at all. Not one. Not one person. Whether it was financial, whether it was mental, physical, it was in their family, sickness, health, like whatever the case may be, like everyone went through something to get to where they are, who are very successful today. Like for me, to be real with y'all, I'm willing to go broke chasing my dreams. Like I don't really care. I'm willing to go for it at all costs. Like I'm willing to put in the work for my dreams. I'm willing to sacrifice for mine, you know, because I have a family that's counting on me. Like I'm showcasing y'all the real shit, like how to get from point A to point B, and I'm bringing y'all along on this journey. And I can't quit. I can't quit now. Not that I'm starting to see some success and starting to really build, even though it seemed like a minor setback. You know, I came from Detroit, right? I'm living in grandma house, basement area, house hopping, not really having a dime. I dropped out of college, right? I used to sleep in hotel lobbies when I go to conferences because I ain't have, you know, the money sometimes to pay for the room. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been beating the odds. I'm just conditioned to go the distance, and I'm still pushing forward. I'm still able to travel the world. I'm still able to bring value, right? I'm interviewing some of the world's greatest entrepreneurs of our time, and now I'm getting ready to host one of Detroit's biggest conferences of the year, all because I invested in myself with everything that I had, right? And I took a chance. Like, it's no quitting in my blood. And for some of you, you have to own up to your challenges. You know, we all have different trials and tribulations that we go through, and y'all letting the pressure and the voices get to you. And there's nothing, you know, honestly, to be ashamed about. Like, we all tested and put through the fire. You gonna let an opportunity pass you up that can change your life because you're afraid of a little money getting in the way? You know what I'm saying? Like, you willing not to go for it because your family and friends are gonna laugh at you and judge you? Like, listen to me very closely. And this is something that really will hit home for a lot of people. Those who are doers don't laugh and judge those who are doing. Like, you got to take a chance and not let opportunities pass you. I've been able to book last minute trips throughout the last year, you know, less than 24 hours, like for real, in different states, just to connect with some of the best, you know, in business. Better yet, here's a perfect example. Episode 86, right? The interview I did with my guy, Brad Lee, that interview only happened because I didn't let the opportunity pass me. Like, I flew out to Vegas last minute to interview him in a short window of about 24 hours. And the crazy part about it is when I got there, right, and we connected, he said no to everyone else who wanted to do a podcast interview with him that same day. He said no to everyone else that reached out and said, hey, Brad, let's do this interview. He was like, no. And though my podcast, you know, is moving, to be honest, I mean, I'm up there, I'm in the game. But at the time, those podcasts was a lot bigger than mine. But because I took action, booked a trip to fly there, you know, meet him in person, he didn't hesitate to do the show. Why? Out of everybody else, he said no to, right? It's because I created an opportunity instead of letting it pass me. See, everyone else, they just let it pass them. And instead, I persisted. I'm like, yo, I'm coming to you. Like, you ain't got to do no phone interview with me. You ain't got to wait. You ain't got to do none of that. I'm pulling up on you. What up? And though it cost me money to make arrangements and do everything, you know, it wasn't an easy, simple trip. I had to arrange, you know, timing of his schedule, get my flight. I had to book last minute, set up hotel accommodations, get the car, like all of that stuff played a role. But I'm glad I did it because now Brad and I are cool. You know what I'm saying? We have each other contact. Our network grew together. Like I said before, I could have easily said, no, I'm good. I'm gonna stay home and chill. Or I could have been told no as well. But if I would have waited and not took action, that episode would have never happened. I wouldn't passing over that chance and the opportunity to build my brand and connect with one of the world's largest business moguls today. I mean, if you don't know who Brad Lee is, you definitely need to go listen to the episode as he worked with some of the biggest names and brands today, like Grant Cardone, Damon John, Tony Robbins. And to be real, that episode with Brad that I did, I think that is really the most downloaded and listened to episode I have recorded to date. One of the top three for sure. And again, I may be down a few bucks, you know, for my investment, but I value the relationships more than the transactions for me personally. And because now I'm able to create opportunities, not just for myself, but for everyone I meet and come in contact with. This is the power of not passing over opportunities. You know, it may seem like one door is closing, but at the same time, another one is opening. Like, there are other people who have experienced or are experiencing the same thing. Kanye West, right? Everybody know who Kanye West is. He was $56 million in debt before he even got his deal with Adidas for the Yeezy Boost 750s, right? Which actually went on to go sell for like $350 a pair. But he was $56 million in debt. And he openly tweeted that on Twitter. He put that out there. He was like, yo, I'm down, y'all. I'm rich and famous and I got some stuff going on, but I'm in debt. And all of a sudden, he persisted. He didn't let that define him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't let that be his story overall. He didn't quit and lay down. Now his net worth is well over $160 million and he's taking over the fashion industry. So all I'm saying is you got to take a chance. You got to take a chance. You have to spend money to get in the game. But once you're there, you can start to build your team, right? You can start to build relationships. You can start to create something great. You can't be scared to spend this money. You know, it's 2020. We have more than everything we honestly really need. Like, I'm not perfect, y'all. I'm not perfect. I fuck up too. But one thing about me is that I won't give up. You just have to have the will to win, you know? Like, honestly, I'm way up long term. Like, long term, I'm way up for sure. Like, it's all about perspective. And I'm still able to do for myself and, again, support those that I love. And, you know, to be honest, I missed some opportunities before. You know, I didn't speak up and I let it slide by me. You know, I was scared or, you know, afraid to really plunge and throw myself at a certain thing because I was always taught to play defense. You know, I wasn't really taught to go into offense. Like, I was always told to, you know, save for a rainy day. You know, be careful. Oh, be cautious. No, don't do that. Hey, hold on to that. Right? I was always told to play defense versus go after it, invest, right? These were not things that were commonly told within my household, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you probably can relate. So we taught to play defense from the beginning, and I had to reverse my mindset. It took a while, but eventually I got it. I was like, oh, that's why things are not changing. That's why I'm still here. I'm not playing offense. I ain't taking my shot. I ain't shooting my shot. I'm just watching everybody else shoot their shot. And that was a problem that I had to figure out. But once I did, boy, once I did, started from the bottom, now we're here type of thing. Like, we moving now. Like, I'm in the game. And that's what I'm happy about. That's why I take this with so much pride and I'm open and sharing this because it's just a part of my story. Like, as y'all can see, I'm all about taking risk. You know what I'm saying? I'm more comfortable enough with myself because it's just a part of the game. It's a part of the journey. So I got to ask you, are you willing to risk it all for your dreams or are you going to keep playing it safe? You decide. Yo, what's going on, gang? Tuning back into the podcast really quick. I hope you all enjoyed that very open and transparent episode, but hopefully you didn't miss the message that was just stated throughout over and over again, which is do not let an opportunity pass you because it doesn't look like the way you envisioned it. Like, everything is not going to be glitz and glam. Like everything is not going to be pretty. You know what I'm saying? Everything is not going to be great. Like, you may have to work with something in order to create something great. And that's what I really wanted to share. I just wanted to take a moment to open up. I know it's been a while since we really got to this point in this level, but I feel like it's needed in order to evolve, in order to grow. So again, if this is your first time tuning into the episode, hopefully you was able to take some value from it. You was able to help change your perspective. I would love to hear more about what you guys thought of this episode. Especially since I was able to dive into a few key things here, I would love to know the feedback. Like, talk to me, reach out to me, hit me up on a DMs, email, text me, call me, anyway, Facebook me, LinkedIn me, Twitter me, like, run it up. I just want to know what you guys thought, how you feel, you know, where you are in life. How can I help you in any way? Can I be a value? Can I be a resource? Can I connect you to someone? Can I help you create an opportunity? Can you get in the podcast? Like, whatever the case may be, just reach out. I want to hear more from you. I love to connect with you as much as possible, especially as we continue to grow here. And if you haven't already, feel free to visit iTunes if you want to go ahead and leave a rating and review on there. You can find me on pretty much any podcast platform, not just on iTunes. So if you want to share this with family and friends who may not have an iPhone, have an Android, or things like that, you can find me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere major. Everywhere major, you'll be able to find me and be able to connect and tap in. So with that being said, again, I don't want to hold you guys up. It's Monday. I know we got a lot to do throughout this March month here. February flew by, and I'm super excited for it. So with that being said, I'll talk to you all soon. Much love, peace, and blessings.